Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, I'll be joined by Aaron Kranz of the Vax Unvax Bus. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I am your host, Caleb Collier. That's right, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Hey, everyone, head over to churchandstate.media. You're definitely going to want to share this interview because this is going to be an important discussion about the healthy versus the unhealthy. I'm trying to get in trouble already. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that long ago that we remember a draconian past where we had to mask up, where we were told we had to get mandatory vaccinations, the economy completely shut down, and yours truly walked around kind of angry. I just kind of had a chip on my shoulder because of the mask Nazis and all that. So definitely share this show. You're going to want to be a part of this just phenomenal event. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And since we're talking about vaccines, let's go ahead and talk about Dr. Troy Spurl. You remember when COVID occurred and you were told just go to the hospital. If you get sick, you're going to be put on remdesivir. You're going to drown in your own bodily fluids. And ultimately, the vaccine was what kept you safe. Well, we that are actually awake, we knew that there were other solutions like ivermectin. And there's still a lot of pharmacists out there that will not give you this life-saving medication. Well, Dr. Troy Spurl is one of those individuals that will. And you can do remote medicine with him. He's just a phenomenal individual. Go to officialsynapse.com and use that promo code Church and State. You will not be disappointed. Also, if you want to donate specifically to us, just hit that donate button right at the bottom or top of the page. Chris is highlighting it for me. Thank you very much, sir. And lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right, a couple of events, and then we'll bring on our guest. Number one, the homeschool conference. I've been all over this because I hate public education or indoctrination, however you want to phrase it. But we've got a conference April 26th through 27th over at Valley Assembly, right over by the Walmart there off of Sullivan. And it's going to be a resource for you to where there's a number of speakers, a number of tables and booths. You can get all the information you need to see what it's like to actually homeschool your children. You know, what's amazing about it is with homeschooling, you can probably do about 2 hours of school in the 8 hours that the public indoctrination does, and then just have your kids with you. If you like your kids. I don't know if you like your kids. I do. We've got the General Flynn event. All right. This is going to be at On Fire Ministries. April 25th, meets at 5 p.m., movie starts at 6:30, $35 for a ticket. Also, if you buy a ticket and screenshot it and send it to Church and State 1776 at proton.me, you are entered into a contest where you will get a free signed book from General Flynn and also an opportunity to meet with him. So, awesome deal there. Make sure to go to flynnmovie.com, scroll on down to the showings. You can see Spokane, Washington right there. All right. The last event is the reason my guest is on. So we're going to be talking about the Vax Unvax Bus, and I'm joined by Aaron Kranz. I love Kranz. You know, as a Marine, right? You know I love Kranz. So this is a great friend of mine just because I love her last name. It's not spelled the same. Don't worry. Aaron, thank you for joining us on Church and State.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. You've been on here a few times. In fact, the first time we had you on here, you shared your amazing testimony. We won't go into that, but incredible story. But you have really taken the reins within the medical freedom community out in this region. And I so appreciate that you do this. You've really been a tribe builder, as it were. And, you know, you do an event monthly where people can come together and talk about prepping, about vaccines, whatever it may be. And it's a very popular event.
Thank you. Yes, I've been, you know, just feeling called to bring people together for what we're facing. And I do feel stronger in numbers. So, you know, it's a little selfish also because I feel that, you know, bringing the tribe around us brings security to all of us. So it's just something that I have a passion for, and I just continue doing it.
Well, on my end, I appreciate activists, and because I'm an activist, so I want to surround myself with fellow activists, because you're right, there is strength in numbers. And speaking of strength in numbers, during COVID, we really got to see that line in the sand that was drawn. And there were so many of us that maybe we didn't know that there were other people that were questioning, you know, is this safe? Should I actually go through with this? Do I trust the government? And COVID gave us such an opportunity to see that we're not alone, that there are individuals all across this nation who want that medical freedom, who want the ability to say, I'm not taking the shot and you're not giving it to my children either.
Yeah, they might not have even known before COVID that they were being faced with medical freedom issues. So it did bring it to the forefront for us to start gathering and to start witnessing that there are plenty of us. When we had our rally downtown, there was, what, 5,000 of us?
5,000, so, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good for Spokane. And, you know, you had to, like, kind of know to get in there. So
No, you're absolutely right. Now, unfortunately, the vast majority of the population throughout the world ended up getting this vaccine. And we've seen a number of injuries, a number of deaths, a number of super cancers, blood clots, all these different issues that currently a lot of Americans are facing, or at least are afraid that this might be in their future.
Definitely. There's also been some inflated numbers. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. So we were definitely played. And it was used against us, definitely, to create that fear, to get people to go and get the vaccine.
All right, so we've got the Vax Unvax bus coming to Spokane April 19th, and that's going to be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 12929 East Sprague Avenue. Where is that building at?
It is on Sprague near, I believe, McDonald.
Okay.
Yes. So there's actually kind of two events happening here. So we have the bus coming, which has been traveling the country. This is the third time that the bus has gone around the country. Prior to this, it was called the Vaxxed Bus, if you guys remember that. I have been actually working with the Vaxxed Bus for over 8 years now. I helped bring it to movie theaters when the first documentary came out in Los Angeles. And then it came here to Spokane with Vax 2, and I helped host it here in Spokane. And now we're hosting it again here for the third time. So this has been an 8-year kind of endeavor for myself, and I'm really excited. This is probably going to be the last time that they do it, and Spokane will be the last city that they do it in. So if you want to come down and write your name on the bus for being unvaccinated or vaccinated, they have both opportunities to do that. So so the first part of it is collecting vaccine injuries. Again, it is a people study. The government is not going to do this, and so we left to we the people to do this. And again, we need to be brave. I've talked to a lot of people here who are kind of nervous to come and give their testimony. But if we don't give it, this is going to be lost in history. And we need to be part of history. And it needs to be, put into a frame where we can look back on it and not let it be lost. And so I encourage you to be brave. If you have a vaccine injury story, or if you know somebody, and this doesn't have to be COVID, this is any vaccine ever. So if you were in the military, if you were, your child witnessed, if you witnessed something in your child, or you yourself have had a vaccine injury, I encourage you to be brave and to come down. And it is going to be an intimate moment. It's not in front of a lot of people. It's on the bus with Polly Tomei, who is a very, she's very easy to talk to. It's just going to be an intimate moment for 15 minutes. It's not going to be a long, drawn out testimony. So just come and give your story. We will be there for you after for support. And be brave and come give your story. Again, your children matter. You matter. Everybody that's been injured by vaccines matter. And again, the government is not going to do this. So it's left up to we the people to do it. And it encounters you being brave to do that. I myself am going to be giving a testimony on my father's death and COVID protocols that killed my dad. So my family might not agree with my side of the version, but I know what I witnessed and what I went through. And I'm going to share my testimony because I believe that it's important to let people know that this happened.
One of the slogans that we had that we developed during the whole COVID lockdown was be brave or be enslaved. And that's exactly what you're talking about. It requires us. Look, this nation, this republic that we are, it requires us to be involved. I love that you bring up, that it covers all vaccines. When I was in the Marine Corps, I got the experimental anthrax vaccination. And I don't think I've had any side effects. It could be why I'm so weird. I don't know. That's a possibility. But what, I mean, other than just bringing to attention to Americans, is that the general purpose of the Vax Bus?
Yes, I believe it is definitely to bring awareness, but it's also, again, to collect these stories so that they're being caught in time.
Okay. And so what we're talking about here, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, the speakers start at 4 p.m., and we'll get into the speakers in just a little bit here. But in the beginning here, you talked a little bit about testimony. So is this going to be a situation where they come on the bus and they're filmed sharing their testimony? Is it also going to be for the benefit of the audience as well?
No, so that will be private. That'll be on the bus. The doors will be closed. No one will be watching except for the camera and the camera crew of four. So it's not a huge production on the bus. So, you know, hopefully that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. They're just going to be doing those one after another, hopefully every 15 minutes. So there is a QR code on the flyer that I've been sharing around that you're looking at right now. One of the QR codes is to sign up to become a testimony, and one of those is a QR code to get tickets to go and see the guest speakers.
Okay, excellent. Let's go back into all the different vaccine injuries, because you're right. The government is not going to commission a study on this. You got the VAERS, but it's wildly underreported. When you talk to individuals who have been vaccine injured or have seen their children vaccine injured, you hear such a similar story, and it's such a tragic story as well, where they went to the doctor, and we just, as Americans, we just believe that the doctors, the best educated, they've studied the most under this, and they're really acting in benevolence, right? This MMR, for example, right? These are diseases that will damage your kids, that could potentially kill your kids, so let's get them that shot. And then that story is they got the shot. Even if they weren't necessarily comfortable with it, they just trusted the doctor. They went home. The child spiked a massive fever. They finally got that child to go to bed. And the next morning, they wake up, and that child is completely different. And they never get that child back.
Yes, and most of these doctors in schooling, they get like a seminar on vaccines are safe and effective, and they basically just regurgitate the same thing, but they don't know the ingredients that are in these vaccines, and especially the COVID vaccine. If you've looked at the black box warning and the insert, it is blank. There is no ingredients on there. There's nothing listed on there. So, these doctors really are just being brainwashed themselves to tell us that these are safe and effective when they're really not. And again, yes, these mothers and parents are being gaslit, being told that didn't happen to their child when they witnessed exactly what happened to their child. And again, like you're saying, they all have the same story. And, you know, the vaccine schedule has dramatically changed. When they took away all liability in 1986, they went from, I believe it was like 10 up to now 72, and that's not even counting the new COVID vaccine. So they're just adding, and each one of those does have aluminum and thimerosal and aborted fetal cells and, you know, a lot of stuff that I wouldn't even feed my children, yet alone injected into my child. And again, ingestion is totally different than injection. You know, when we eat something, we have a filtration system. And when we're injecting this into our children or ourselves, there is no filtration. It just goes straight into our bodies. And a lot of it's being because there's something in there called polysorbate 80, and then the aluminum that's in there, it's lifting that aluminum straight into your brain. So a lot of these injuries might not be something that we've been normalizing things like diabetes and asthma and things like that. That those are also could be linked to vaccine injury. So
it's Alzheimer's not like, as well.
It's not just autism and things like that. It is yes, Alzheimer's from the aluminum that's in there. So you know, a lot of our injuries are not just autism and a dramatic thing. It could be something that is a lifelong illness that you have. You know, the allergies, the food allergies that people have. I mean, we have some of the sickest people in the world here in America. And no one's asking the questions on why, and no one's doing the studies because they don't want to know why.
Yeah, and you've got, I mean, the very famous TED Talks with Bill Gates, where he's talking about population control, and one of the ways that we can do it, when we can achieve this, is through vaccination. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, what? I thought these were healthy for us. I thought this was actually prolonged our life. And I just like to address, you know, Christians in particular, but also anyone within the conservative movement, because the vast majority of us believe in God. God created us in His image. Now, who told you? Who told you? And I got this from Del Bigtree. But who told you that you needed vaccines in order to survive His creation? Because it's a lie. All right. Exactly. Yes, you're always going to face the possibility of death. I'll let you know a little secret. We're all on a journey to death, okay? Nobody's going to escape this, okay? But these vaccines are extremely dangerous. And just regurgitating, as Aaron said there, what they're taught, what the seminar told them, the doctors really don't know. I mean, the vast majority of doctors, even when we're fighting off diseases and things, right, is that, oh, you have this symptom and that symptom. Well, don't worry about a lifestyle change. You know, don't worry about what you're consuming, what you're putting into your body. Here's a pill. And don't worry about any side effects, even though when you listen to the commercial on television, they do this really speeded up version of all these different things that you could have by taking this medication.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey, sorry. I was thought you were going to comment a little bit more on that. Okay, so let's go into the speakers, because you've got some phenomenal speakers here. And that's something that's been traditional within the Vax bus, is there's always just amazing people. I remember when you and I went to Olympia with Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
An incredible event. But there's always just awesome speakers who are well-educated. These are the people that you should be listening to, because they are subject matter experts on this specific issue. So talk a little bit about these experts you've got coming.
Yeah, this is where the science should really be coming from, you know, not from Fauci. So, first we have Dr. Scott Jensen. He is also a senator of Minnesota, and he noticed that the death certificates had changed right when COVID hit. They secretly... Well, very privately tried to change the death certificates to bring COVID as the death up to the very top of the list. And so a lot of doctors started saying that their patients were dying from COVID when they actually died with COVID. There's a lot of reporting.
I remember this. Yeah.
That they died in a motorcycle accident, but they died of COVID. Or they had a heart attack, but they died of COVID. There was a lot of skewed numbers being happened. And Senator Jensen did a FOIA request to bring that out into the open. So they were inflating a lot of the numbers, and that's where a lot of the fear-based came from. And a lot of how they lured us into doing a lot of the things that they did was through these inflated numbers. Remember on the TV, they were having, you know, mm-hmm. like the numbers climbing right before you and scaring people. So
I mean, I'm going to make kind of a dark joke on this, but just to reiterate what you're saying there, you could literally be decapitated in a car accident and they would take a Q-tip and swab your nose. And if you had COVID in it, your death was from COVID, not from decapitation.
Exactly. So that's how they got all the numbers that they were doing. And so luckily we have people like Dr. Jensen, who those are the people we should be listening to, going after people like this and trying to bring it to the forefront. So luckily we have him coming to speak about that, and I'm very excited to have him.
Okay, and you also have Dr. Paul Thomas.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited to meet Dr. Paul Thomas. We brought, and I think you were at this event about 4 years ago, we brought James Lyons Weiler to town.
Yeah.
And he shared the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study with us, and it just showed that the unvaccinated children were just superiorly far healthier than the vaccinated children in every category there was. And so now we get to meet Dr. Paul Thomas, who it was his patients that the study was done on. So again, that took a lot of bravery because a lot of these doctors don't want to step out, and because they're going to be persecuted like Dr. Paul Thomas was, especially during COVID. He was treating his patients the way he saw fit, and they stripped him of his medical license. So he still currently does not have his license. And he has written a new book that's going to be coming out that will be available here soon, and we'll get to hear from him. He also is co-author of the Vaccine Friendly Plan, which a lot of people go by. And he's a new organization that he started. It's Kids First Forever.
I love that. These are the type of individuals, as we're going through these speakers, like, I want to partner and work with individuals who are brave enough to say, I know what's right. I know what I'm seeing. I know what the science is showing, the true science. And regardless of the consequences, I'm going to do the right thing. And so I so appreciate Dr. Paul Thomas and how brave he's been through all of this. You also have Dr. Kelly Victory. I love her last name, because that's what we're going to see, Victory.
Victory, yes, please. Yes, Dr. Kelly Victory, she stood up against the pandemic too. She was majorly against the mask mandates. She is now a board member of the wellness company, along with Dr. McCullough and Dr. Corey. And she's often on Dr. Drew's podcast. So Dr. Drew is slowly waking up also.
And yeah, he's sure
got a huge following too. So, you know, the more that are coming to the table, the more that we're witnessing and the more truth that's being told.
That's fantastic. You also have a couple of local boys as well. Go ahead and talk about them.
Yes, we have Dr. Jason Kinley here. He's a local naturopath. He is from Mountain View Vital sorry, Mountain View Vital.
I should know this. I'm technically one of his patients.
I'm one of his patients too. I can't remember the last word, but Mountain View Vital. And he also treated a lot of our COVID patients during COVID, me in particular. And he's just been a warrior here. He's gone to Olympia for us. And he did get persecuted during COVID. He was turned in, but it was an anonymous person. And
they're so brave.
And he didn't luckily have any persecution from it. But he did, you know, have to face that. And it is scary when, you know, you're getting told from the government that you're being investigated. So he did have all that happen. And he's he also has some ways to detox and to help, you know, with helping with the vaccine and things like that. So, he's helping our community.
So important right there, because I know that there are plenty of people, Christians, conservatives, that did get the vaccine. You know, maybe not all of them, maybe not every booster, and they currently rejecting the next one, but there is a way to detox off of this. And so he's going to be speaking about that. And I highly recommend you, if you got the vaccine, if you believed what was being told, and look, there's no condemnation on that one. Okay. It was probably the biggest move of propaganda we've ever seen throughout our history.
And you know better, you do better.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, he'll walk you through that, because there is a way to get all of this crud out of your body. And you also have Sean Needham, who's both Dr. Kinley and Sean have both been guests on this show.
Mm-hmm. Sean Needham's going to be our MC. So he's going to be going throughout and introducing everybody. He's a local pharmacist, and he was making ivermectin for people like us. So
hey, there you go. He's also
a hero. He saved probably a lot of lives.
And he's hilarious. You won't be bored at this event. I guarantee you that. So once again, it's April 19th. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You really want to get there about 3:30, 12929 East Sprague Avenue. We're going to be there. Church and State is going to be there. We're going to do some interviews with these people. We're going to be, if you've got a story to tell, a compelling story to tell, we will open it up and you can share your testimony with us as well.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. That would be great if you did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're excited for this. Yeah.
We're excited to have you there too.
Yeah. This is such a massive issue within, this overall cause of liberty. It's not just, and I've talked about this before on the show, but you can't be one of those individuals that, you know, you're a one issue type of individual. Look, I love the Second Amendment. Obviously you can tell that, but that's not my only issue. Okay. Vaccines is such an integral part of our freedom as Americans that we have to defend here, because this vaccine was bad. And it really wasn't even a vaccine. It's an experimental mRNA drug.
Gene therapy.
Yeah. But the next one, because they're gearing up for it. I don't want to dive into that doom porn that we get accused of all the time, but they are gearing up. We don't know.
Did you hear what they did in France?
No, go ahead.
So they passed a law that for anybody who criticizes or refuses the next mRNA vaccine, that you can be put in jail for 3 years or €45,000 fine. So this is, again, not going away. Why would they be passing laws like that? And again, in France, they stood up. They took to the streets. If you guys remember the yellow vests and, even then they weren't even able to stop it. So we have to, you know, just share this information and get it out to everybody so that we can, you know, be aware when this stuff happens.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to live in a world like that? I mean, it's France. Okay. And we make fun of the French because we're Americans and it's what we do, even though they helped us win our independence. Sorry, France. But here's the point. It can come here. Okay.
Yeah, well, I heard that they're going to be changing all of the childhood vaccines into mRNA also.
There we go. And now it's getting into our pork products. I mean, it's going to be really, really hard to escape this. And so what do you want to do? What are your options? You either stand up now and fight and show them that we are not laying down here in America, or you live in a world where you have to question everything. Where you have to, well, what was that for? Can I even eat pork anymore? A plane just flew by, because they're talking about aerosolizing vaccines, or it could just sprinkle down on you from the air. Okay, do you want to live in that world, or do you want to fight right now? It might hurt to fight right now, but I guarantee you it's going to be better for you, and especially for your posterity.
Mm-hmm. And you did mention they're trying to put them in our food too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They not only the pork products. It's a great point.
No, vegetables.
But Bill Gates is talking about this. Yeah. Putting in it once again. Bill Gates is such an evil individual. I don't know who I hate more, Fauci or Gates or Schwab. There's so many people that dislike,
Yeah.
But they're talking about growing vegetables. Mm-hmm. with the mRNA tech.
How do they put them in a grocery store? Do they have to put them next to the pharmacy, or can they put them in the produce section? I mean, is there going to be a different label there? I mean, we don't have the right to know on anything else, so are they going to let us know then? Probably not.
Talk about full circle, because I mean, those of us that are in the know, we know that vegetables are actually a medicine, right?
Yeah, our food is our pharmacy, right?
Yeah, exactly. But now they're going to flip that on its head and actually make our food pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It seems so unreal, right? It just doesn't even believe that we're living in this time right now. That it sounds like a joke to me.
It's the old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. And that's what we do. I mean, it's a curse and it's a blessing. We live in those interesting times. It is an opportunity for every single one of us who love Jesus, who love liberty, to stand up and actually do something meaningful that generations from now will come to talk about. We talk about the greatest generation. We talk about our founding fathers and all that they accomplished. You live in that time right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You live in a time where you're going to be able to either accomplish and fight back against tyranny at a global scale, or you're going to be that generation that missed an opportunity. And now everyone born after you grows up in slavery. So once again, we're just about out of time here. We got about a minute left, but I wanted to make sure that you said anything else you wanted to do, closing comments, and make sure to promote the event one more time.
Again, be part of history. Get your story recorded. Don't let this fall to the wayside so that no one ever knows your story. It's so important to capture these and be brave. That's part of it. Be part of history. And in any realm you can, even if you're not vaccine injured, come to events like this, meet others, get involved, and start preparing for what's coming.
Yeah, there's, once again, to reiterate, there's strength in numbers, and you want to meet these people before you're having to, you know, go out in the middle of the night and watch for all the Ring doorbells as you do these clandestine meetings with individuals who think like you and act like you. No, establish your tribe right now while you have the opportunity to do so, and then push back. So Aaron, once again, where are we going? When is it?
So real quick, just to let you, I think I forgot to mention that this is from the Children's Health Defense, and it's also paired with Informed Choice Washington. So those are two great organizations. If you have any questions on exemptions or learning about environmental damages, you can go to both of those organizations and check out their information.
Okay. And so it is April 19th, 12929 East Sprague. The testimonies are going to start at 8 in the morning. The speakers begin at 4. It's going to go from 4 to 6 with all the different speakers. Put this on your calendar, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is probably one of the more important events that we've got coming to the Spokane region. It's worth driving for. If you live, you know, a few hours outside of the city, it's definitely worth coming here and partnering with all these brave individuals who are pushing back against medical tyranny.
Yeah, Aaron, we do have a limited amount of tickets, so I do encourage you to get your ticket soon.
There we go. Okay. Well, Aaron, it's been an absolute pleasure once again to have you on Church and State.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure for me too.
Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH.
Vaccine-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry, your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.